This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden is among the longest-serving politicians in Washington.
From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
If the words don't flow like they used to.
You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
True, an international effort to pressure.
He's a poet warrior in the classic sense. Sometimes you say hello to him, right? And he'll just walk right by you, and he won't even notice you. And then suddenly he'll grab you, and he'll throw you in a corner, and he'll say,
think about what you'd think about.
This is pure Biden.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him.
I said I got arrested. I wasn't arrested. I got stopped.
Boy, that is so unfair. I would have marched on Selma if it was in Long Island.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I was just reading the comments under the story in the Globe about the plane towing the banner that read Vineyard Hypocrites was circling over the island today. Talk about an unhinged response. This will backfire on the GOP. When the new polls show that over 60% of the American people think that the open borders policy, just allowing millions of criminals and welfare-dependent, disease-ridden indigents into the country is a disaster, how is it going to backfire on the GOP? But the illegal aliens made an indelible impression on the swells on the Vineyard, and they're 44 hours before they were deported to the mainland. By the way, President Trump has returned to Florida, and he went to Mar-a-Lago, got back to Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago!
And he checked out what the FBI had done in their home invasion, and he was not impressed. And he put out a statement on Truth Social, but he wanted us, the listeners and viewers of the Howie Carr Show, to have it in his own words. So here is President Trump's statement on his return to Mar-a-Lago and what he found.
Arrived in Florida last night and had a long and detailed chance to check out the scene of yet another government crime, the FBI's raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago. I guess they don't think there's a Fourth Amendment anymore, and to them there isn't. In any event, after what they have done, the place will never be the same. It was ransacked, and in far different condition than the way I left it. Many agents, and they didn't even take off their shoes in my bedroom. Nice.
There goes the neighborhood. Time now for the Chump Line.
We're going to change NIMBY, not in my backyard, to NIMVY, not in Martha's Vineyard.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Now, scrow.
Inflation, schminflation. Come on, man. We never had it so good.
That's what he said. That is exactly what he said. Cut two. Play cut two. From 60 minutes.
Look, this is a process. This is a process.
Is the economy going to get worse before it gets better?
No, I don't think so. We hope we can have, what they say, a soft landing, a transition to a place where we don't lose the gains that I ran to make in the first place for middle-class folks, being able to generate good-paying jobs and expansion. and at the same time make sure that we are able to continue to grow.
And you would tell the American people that inflation is going to continue to decline?
No, I'm telling the American people that we're going to get control of inflation.
You can trust him. He's not like the others. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared when the food chain is being battered like this. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Turns out their virtue signaling was just a canard. As the elites now scream, not in my backyard. Immigration, they say, is the American way, as they hide behind their walls with an armed guard.
One of their alibis, excuses, is that, well, you know, there are better facilities over on the military base. Better facilities than living in a mansion? A $10 million mansion with an oceanfront view? I don't think so.
Concerning the events in London today, how come the Queen still looks more lucid than Biden does?
You know, the Wall Street Journal finally had the courage to do a story that I hadn't seen anyone else do. Queen's farewell prompts awe and some grousing. People are complaining that it's awe.
Grousing, very good word.
One guy said he wanted to see the final leg of the English Triple Crown. Instead, he got a two-hour update on the whereabouts of Queen Elizabeth's coffin in Scotland from the news and sports radio station.
They're forcing it down your throat, Governor, said the 54-year-old from outside Governor. It's literally suffocating, mate. It's too much. I don't think she would have wanted this, gore blimey.
Martha's Vineyard, September 15th, 2022. We will rebuild.
They left an indelible mark on the island. Indelible. That's the word of the day.
This is Tony the Science Fauci. Just because the president says that COVID's over doesn't mean it's over. It's over when I says it's over.
Yeah, this really does make Tony the Tiger kind of redundant, doesn't it? If COVID is over, then I guess you... Or is he going to become the maven of monkeypox in his new role? Although he says he's retiring. It all depends on who has control of Congress after November 8th.
Joe Biden's never been the sharpest knife in the drawer. In fact, Joe's so slow, it takes him an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
An old joke, but appropriate for the moment.
Come on, man. I'm looking forward to going to the Queen Mother's funeral in United Kingdom Gomera. The new king is the governor of Massachusetts, King Charlie Parker, who plays basketball, and his wife is Kamala Parker, who bowls. Not a joke.
They didn't let him make too many public statements, though, did they, when he was over there? Although they told everybody else they had to ride on shuttle buses, and they had to come on commercial airliners, but he was allowed to come on his Air Force One, and he used the Beast. Because... Brandon.
Hey, Howie, is it true that Obama gave every one of those illegals before they were bussed out of Martha's Vineyard, is it true that he gave them a copy of The Audacity of Hope?
I think I heard that they were complaining because they at least wanted a Black Dog t-shirt. And not a single, I looked at the picture of Enrique, the former jockey, outside of Flashback, and he didn't have on a t-shirt. They didn't even give Enrique an RBG t-shirt.
Enrique wasn't broke. He was unmonetized.
That's true. He was undocumented and unmonetized. However, he did have two cell phones. How many people in this audience have two cell phones?
Ah, Martha's Vineyard, where the benevolence dries up faster than the alcohol supply.
The alcohol supply never dries up on Martha's Vineyard, I feel safe in saying. Never dried up when Ted Kennedy was around, and hasn't been any different for the last 50 years.
Lovey, somebody sent me a podcast with Caroline Leavitt talking about James Taylor. Let's listen.
That was disgusting.
What?
I mean, really, it was. It's laughable.
Excuse me?
Inflation, and they have some guy singing.
Some guy?
A slap in the face to all of us.
How dare she say that about the greatest singer-songwriter of all time? I think Chris Papas deserves a campaign contribution. From the Heinz account, of course.
Yeah, that's called laissez majesté. How dare she say that about the troubadour of a generation? A generation from Martha's Vineyard in Lenox, in Chapel Hill.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line later in the day, get Chopped Chumps. It's the second Chump Line with all the messages we didn't use just now, and it's available around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain, as I just said. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com, ReadyWise.com, and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Come on, man. I'm looking forward to going to the Queen Mother's funeral in United Kingdom Gomera. The new king is the governor of Massachusetts, King Charlie Parker, who plays basketball, and his wife is Kamala Parker, who bowls. Not a joke.
Malarkey. Malarkey. His word is a Biden. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. GiveSendGo has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their website and see all the wonderful opportunities they give to help those in need. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Governor DeSantis drop off another plane load of illegals on the islands this week?
I think so, yes.
83% say yes.
I just saw a headline on Fox. Governor's vow to keep busing illegals to see. Busing is not going to do anything for Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. You got to put them in a plane or put them on a bus that they can put on a ferry anyway. 844-500-4242. You know, have you seen these, surveillance video of this axe attack at a McDonald's in New York City on the Lower East
Very
Side?
Bizarre. An unhinged guy, for sure, but very weird.
Yeah, it's on Delancey Street, famous street on the Lower East Side. And so he was trying to kill these people with this axe. But guess what? Under New York's no bail laws, he was let go. You try to kill someone with an axe in a McDonald's?
He talked to the Post and said he was only trying to intimidate. He wasn't trying to hit anybody. And it didn't look like he was trying to hit anybody, but he certainly was scaring the bleep out of them.
He had there's a difference between a dangerous weapon and a deadly weapon. I understand an axe is a deadly weapon. And so now, you know, Governor Hochul has refused to remove this guy, the DA of Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, and Lee Zeldin, her Republican opponent, who's a congressman from Long Island, has been, really going after for not trying to get rid of this woke district attorney, like the way DeSantis got rid of the guy in Tampa who was in the same kind of district attorney, same kind of prosecutor. And so now Governor Hochul is saying that Bragg went soft on the McDonald's axe man. So she is feeling the heat. She knows that those polls are right, that Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar Group is citing, saying that Zeldin is closing in. And things like this, I mean, you talk about a picture being worth 1,000 words. Check out these pictures of this, of Axeman going after this woman. He apparently just went up to this. It was late. It was early in the morning, and she was just sitting at a McDonald's on the Lower East Side, and he comes up to her and, you know, makes a suggestion, shall we say, and she rebuffs him. So he gets the axe out of his backpack and starts going after her. 844-500-4245-4242. The city that never sleeps. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. We should get a GoFundMe going for the governors of Florida, Texas.
Give, send, go. That's what we're going to don't. You couldn't get this on GoFundMe, but we have this new site. Crowd fundraising site, Give, Send, Go. I just did the spot for them. They raised a ton of money for Kyle Rittenhouse. They raised a ton of money for the Canadian truckers. They are raising money for Peter Navarro. It's a great site. Go check it out. Give, Send, Go. That's the one you want to check out.
All right, so let's do that. But like, let's get some Higgins boats bought, and we could hit the beaches of Martha's Vineyard. Like they did on D-Day, we could do a bad hombre D-Day. Keep on nailing them.
I'm going to let them just fly them in. That's the way to go. I wish there were an airstrip on Noshon Island so that John Kerry could celebrate the joys of diversity like everybody else. It's just it would be so wonderful if his island had to and they could put up these nice public housing high rises. You know. Maybe 20, 30 stories like Cabrini Green in Chicago or something like that. Just put all the illegal aliens right on Noshon Island. And, like the Rockefellers gave Turtle Bay on the east side of Manhattan to the United Nations to build a UN headquarters. So it seems only proper that a rich family like the Forbeses could, led by John Kerry, could give up their island preserve, 7 square miles, just for illegal aliens. It would certainly seem like the right thing to do for someone like John Kerry, who's devoted so much of his career to public service. This would be the, this would be his ultimate gift to the destitute, to the wretched refuge of their teeming shores, or our teeming shores, as it says at the base of the Statue of Liberty. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half, I repeat, half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Limerick guy says the guy in the Lower East Side of Manhattan at the McDonald's was just having a big axe attack.
Ha, 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 ha.
844-500-4242. So, Brandon also talked about the release of millions of gallons of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Of course, he didn't exactly call it the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Cut six.
Mr. President, the price of gasoline is down about 26% from the $5 high. What can you do to keep that price down while Vladimir Putin is throttling energy supplies?
There's a couple things we've done. For example, remember I got some criticism for releasing a million barrels of oil a day from a Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And then along came the industry saying they'd produce another million barrels a day by the spring. So I think we're in relatively good shape.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, is that a second petroleum reserve that we have, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Incidentally, the Biden regime is now looking to pay $80 per barrel to refill the strategic, or should we say the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So 2 years ago, remember President Trump wanted to fill it up because the price of oil was plummeting because of the lack of demand with the lockdowns. And so he could have, he said he wanted to top it off because it was pretty much full anyway, but he wanted to top off the reserves at $24 a barrel. And Schumer stopped it in the Senate and said that he, it was a payoff to big oil, 24 bucks a barrel. And so now it's about $80 a barrel. And they want to refill it. So thank you, Chuck Schumer, another brilliant, brilliant initiative. 844-500-4242. With oil at the time, this is 2 years ago, March of 2020, look, 2.5 years ago, priced at $24 a barrel, Republicans proposed spending $3 billion to fill up the reserve. But the idea became a political football in larger negotiations on trillions in coronavirus relief, with Schumer proclaiming that his party had blocked a, quote, bailout for big oil. The decision effectively cost the U.S. billions in potential profits and meant Brandon had tens of millions of fewer barrels at his disposal with which to counter price surges. In March 2020, the reserve had 634 million barrels stored out of a capacity of 727 million barrels. After a record drawdown last week, the reserve is down to 442 million barrels. It's lowest level since 1984. So, you know, and again, Pelly, as you can hear from these cuts, is just truly a bum kisser, a rump swab for the Democrats. But Biden has such a glass jaw. He can't take any criticism because he's been a Democrat, a politician, so he's never taken any kind of guff, basically, over the decades, over the half century he's been in politics plus. So he gets angry with Pelly just because Pelly is properly citing the inflation numbers. Cut one.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
It's been basically even. Has it been basic? Do you notice that it's been basically even?
I mean, from an hour to hour perspective, yeah, basically even.
He thinks just because the gas prices go down a little bit, that somehow nothing else is going up in price. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. I love that you just played that clip. I heard it last night, and it's just, he's such a moron. He's really a moron. Hey, my house is on fire, but it's not burning any more than it was yesterday. I mean, he's unbelievably ignorant to everything that's going on around him. And I love the fact that these guys, they're taking these immigrants and they're bringing them over and they're calling out the Martha's Vineyard hypocrites that they are.
Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
How you doing, Howie?
Hi.
So I want to touch the subject about that guy that pulled out the axe at McDonald's.
Yes.
So earlier, I want to say about an hour and a half to 2 hours ago, I was watching a YouTube video from a guy named Brandon Tatum, who pulled out a video footage of what actually happened prior to him pulling up the axe on those kids. And what was happening is that he was getting hit multiple times by three different kids that I want to assume they were teenagers. And as he was getting hit, he was smiling, so it didn't faze him. But what I seen is that it was like maybe 3 or 4 minutes after, then he pulls off the knife from his back and he tries attacking them. But what he does, he breaks down the tables. He wasn't really going to harm them.
He had an axe. If someone was in a McDonald's and you know, coming at your table with an axe, would you say, he's just screwing around?
Well, I mean, okay, so it is horrible to bring a weapon anywhere, but I mean, like, he didn't harm anybody.
Do you think he should have been let go with no bail?
No. Like, no, you know, give him some punishment, but also bring the other kids that incited the violence as well too, because they shouldn't be going scot free if they're the ones that made this guy go from 0 to 60, you know, and then he gets to do jail time, but they don't. That seems an unfair advantage.
I didn't see the rest of it, but I know anyone who's swinging an axe around in a public place is it should be locked up, at least for observation's sake. Thanks for the call, Jason. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. I really do think that you need to watch the video of this axe guy, because like the guy just said, he came in and he made an inappropriate statement to the girl.
Right.
The three gentlemen jumped on him and started trying to beat him up for making this statement. And what he did basically is grab a trash can, let them keep beating on him, until they stopped. And right afterwards, he went and got his backpack, took the axe out, broke the tables, broke a wall, and showed how powerful he could be if he wanted to, that he could hurt them. And then he went into the girl's face and he said, "You shouldn't be scared of me. You should be scared of these guys who start violence for making a statement," is what he said. You can see it in a couple different videos.
Do you think it was okay for him to, first of all, to make an obscene suggestion to the woman, and then to smash up somebody else's property in a public place?
Well, first of all, I think freedom of speech is freedom of speech no matter what. And second of all, if those guys wanted to fight him, then he gave them the opportunity to fight them. And then he showed them that he could really end them if he wanted to. And then he walked out peacefully. It wasn't like he did anything else.
I think he should be...
It was a violent but mostly peaceful act of violence.
I think he should be behind bars. I don't know about the other guys, the three guys, but, you know, if what he seems to have said to the woman was true, isn't that a form of assault? I mean, sometimes you get charged with, you know, just making an incendiary statement, and you get charged with assault, right? So, I mean, give him at least lock him up for a while. 844-5, thanks for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. You remember a couple of weeks ago that there was, I think it was in the Atlantic, one of the deep state publications, one of the religious tracts of the Democrat Party, they were saying that a rosary had become to Catholics like another, like an AK-47 or an AR-15. I forget what which gun they were comparing it to, but they were saying it showed that you were militant and that you were willing to do whatever you had to do to promote, I don't know, MAGA or ultra MAGA. And so I always wondered about that, because in campaigns, Biden has ostentatiously mentioned that he carries a rosary around with him at all times. And I thought that this would eventually come back to haunt them, talking about the rosary as being a weapon. And sure enough, last night they were talking on 60 Minutes about Biden's rosary beads, cut 24.
You know, this gets me a long way, this rosary.
Catholic and devout, he keeps a rosary in his pocket. And he showed us his other inspiration in a cartoon that his father had framed. In it, the Viking Hagar confronts God after a lightning strike, a blow like those endured by the president.
He was struck by lightning? Is that what they're saying? I don't understand that. He's Catholic and devout. Catholic and devout. 844-500-4242. So the axe guy is 978 says, yeah, Taylor is right. It was a mostly peaceful act of violence. Yeah, that's all it was. Why, you know, just because you pull out an axe and demolish some tables and, you know, wave it around in a McDonald's, that doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing to do.
Because if I had enough time, I would take those rosary beads and stuff them up your nose.
These bleeds?
Those bleeds, yeah.
You gonna take these and shove them up?
I'd take these bleeds here.
So if you're MAGA and you have rosary beads, you're a domestic terrorist. If you're Joe Biden and you have rosary beads, you are Catholic and devout. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. My meals always taste deliciously fresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my fridge in under 7 days, even faster than the grocery store. With 30-plus weekly recipes and 70-plus seasonal and convenience items to choose from, there's always something new to enjoy. Patrice from Arlington, who's one of our longtime listeners, who's also become a devout follower of HelloFresh, she made another great dish last night that she wanted to tell me about, sweet chili tofu balls. I like tofu, and God knows I like HelloFresh, and I like this meal a lot. Once again, my husband Bill was skeptical beforehand. He's not a tofu person, nor am I, but he ended up thinking it was excellent. He said he would definitely want to get that again. FYI, we once again did add our own chicken breast to this otherwise vegetarian meal. That's what you can do with HelloFresh. You can add your own little touches, or if there's some ingredient that you don't particularly like, just keep it out. But it's a great way to try new dishes, and it's a very economical way. Now she says, I'm actively looking for some very new to us HelloFresh meals to try all this time, and every HelloFresh meal has been either a super hit or certainly value for the money. You should get started today. Do what Patrice and I do. Get started with HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off. What a great deal. Plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
They've really lost their minds over what DeSantis did last week. There was a piece in the New York Times from someone named Jamel Bowie. Again, a name I never, like MSNBC, I don't know who any of these people are, because I don't read the New York Times. I don't watch MSNBC. But Jamel Bowie says that Ron DeSantis, quote, may be a more competent Trump in terms of his ability to use the levers of state to amass power. But he's also, listen to this, meaner and more rigid without the soft edges and eccentricity of the actual Donald Trump.
Is this bad, bad Leroy Brown?
Donald Trump now has soft edges compared to Ron DeSantis, and he's eccentric. I thought he was insane, but now he's eccentric. As somebody posted, the current Republican is always worse than the previous Republican. So now Trump derangement syndrome may be in a beginning to give way to DeSantis derangement syndrome. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I have 2 points. One is that I haven't heard anybody mention that on Martha's Vineyard, there's got to be hundreds of summer houses.
Absolutely, yes.
That are vacant 9 months a year, owned by the likes of James Taylor and Carly Simon, and that are heated with fossil fuel all winter, even though nobody's living in them.
Right. So the pipes won't freeze, obviously. Right. Yeah. Breitbart last week did a study, ran the numbers, and they said that, if you developed everything on Martha's Vineyard, made it into like an island like Manhattan, they could fit 6 million people in there.
Howie, and one more thing I'd like to say is that, people don't understand why Democrats vote for Biden. And, I mean, Biden has done more to promote transsexualism, identity politics, income distribution, government power than any other president in history, and that's why Democrats love him.
I know. But the problem is that all the aforementioned subjects, initiatives that he's undertaken have cratered the U.S. economy and society at large. They have to understand that the end game is going to be a very poor outcome for everybody, all 330 million Americans, not just MAGA Republicans and Christians and people they don't like. Thanks for the call, Steve. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, Howie, you're a brilliant guy, but you have one Achilles heel. You still think that people can vote these bums out?
I'm going to say yes, that they can vote these bums out. You may have to vote in large numbers. You got to win by more the votes than they can steal, Robert, as Chris Christie said many years ago in New Jersey.
Howie, there are 19 people of the 535 that have been there over 40 years and 50 that have been there over 30 years.
Well, you know, Robert, though, you know, we do have term limits and they're called elections. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have voted for those people all those times, but somebody's voting for them. They get a majority of the votes, don't they? And some of them are Republicans, by the way. So, you can't just say that everything is stolen. And if you say everything's stolen, then you just give up. What are you going to do then? Just take it? I'm Howie Carr.